Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. If you get comments or questions, I want to ask you to email them to me. I will try to read them during the breaks. Because I really do want to get through this without a whole bunch of people or, you know, people taking 7 minutes to ask a question. Alright? I'm sorry, and thank you for wanting to be involved, wanting to be engaged, and that kind of stuff. But I seriously think this is important enough. We've not learned. We've not been taught. Nobody's actually, you know, worked through this stuff with us. And so you really need to know the numbers. Don't make them up as you go. Make sure you really have real information on these numbers. And the stuff I'm throwing out at you, you can find in any older history book. Can't find any new ones, that's for sure. Oh, they ain't going to let that happen. I'll tell you what. But you can't find them in older history books. And you need to take the time to do it. And because the teachers aren't teaching this in school, they can't. The union would tear them apart for teaching this kind of thing. And this isn't all my work, if you would. Okay, there are plenty that have come before me. Larry Elder being one of them. Right? There's a bunch of them out there. Sewell. What's his name? Tom. That have the information and they're putting it out. And nobody's paying attention. Nobody's listening. There might be nobody listening to this one. I don't know. That doesn't mean we stop. It doesn't mean we don't do. You know, if it's just one person out there willing to hear it, great. Maybe it'll make a difference. Maybe it won't. I don't know. You know, when you look all through history, you look at the parties, and it really has only been two parties. There's been a little breakoffs here and there, but not really substantial. I'll put it that way. But when you break off the two, and you look at them, true compassion is really what defines the shaping of that particular party, their political agendas. Now, experts in human behavior have told us over the years how these parties view the black race, though. And the human condition determines the type of laws they're going to push through. Are they in it for themselves, or are they in it for the others? Are they truly in it for the good of the people? And when you get past the laws, it was funny, they asked us a question on the school board. We're doing some work, you know, behind the scenes to put a book together, not a book, but a process together. And the one fellow asked me, and I'm not holier than now, but it was really funny. The guy running the whole thing said, I want to know what legacy you want to leave. And I asked him to explain what legacy was, and he did. And when it got to me, I said, I don't want to leave a legacy. I didn't get on here to leave a legacy. I got on here to do the right thing and move on in my life. If I'm shooting for a legacy, then I'm focused on something, one thing, whatever. And it's going to be about me. If I'm focused on what people think about me, or what they're going to say about me in 50 years, I'm focused on me. If I'm simply focused on getting the right thing done, and maybe that's the legacy. He focused on doing the right thing for the kids. That's what we should be focused on. When you're a legislator, when you're in that role, you focus on doing the right thing for the people. Right? That simple. History shows us that a particular party was formed in 1792 and established a legacy of lies, lynching, and litigation. That party literally destroyed the lives of millions of blacks. The party calls themselves Democrats. We didn't name them, they did. This party was formed in 1854, approximately 150 years ago, plus, with the legacy of supporting life, liberty, and legislation that would enhance the lives of African Americans. This party called themselves Republicans. Now, one party became known as the Party of Lincoln, the other party became known as the Party of Lynching. Look it up. This is the history you're not going to get many other places. So take notes. There'll be a quiz later. From 1863 to 1983, the following facts, this is historical. These have been established. You can't change these just because you don't like them. In 1863, while the Democrats fought to give their lives to expand slavery, Republicans fought, gave their lives to ban slavery. This is all historical fact. Look it up on your own. Don't look it up for your party. Look it up on your own. History tells us that while the Republican Party supported the 13th Amendment, which eliminated slavery in every state, the Democrat Party supported the enforcement of fugitive slave laws. History. You can look it up. They also supported the confiscation of slaves in northern states. You could go get them and bring them back. Democrat Party, not the Republican Party. In 1868, there's no music to go to a break, but there is now. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Now, you are listening to The Democrat Greases History. Deal with it. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I'm dealing with Democrat racist history. Oh, come on. Some of you did the pearl clutching. You're telling me they don't have racist history? I'm telling you, every single issue they accuse us of when it comes to racism is something they have practiced and done. And on top of that, I submit to you that they're using the same tactics they did back in the 1800s to create a race war. I'm not joking. I am serious.
now for the benefit of the human race. Great moments in Democrat racist history. The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil and the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. And Atlanta mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French-Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
Think about that. This is one of their gods, Jimmy Carter. He might have had a change of heart. I don't know. I'm not gonna suggest that he hasn't changed his way of thinking when it comes to this kind of thing. I don't know the man. He may have. All right, back to dates, times, places. I want you to understand, this is all stuff you can look up on your own. This is all stuff you can go find on your own. And it's a great book that has all these dates and times and backup in it. Let's go back to talking about in 1868, when the Republican Party, introduced the 14th Amendment. Why? They wanted to help make blacks citizens. But the Democrat Party couldn't have any part of that. They had consistently supported the Dred Scott decision, which made blacks property. They were having it. And it gets better when Republicans introduced the 15th Amendment to give black rights, blacks the right to vote. Democrats, well, because, you know, they're there for you, right? Democrats showed up with armed guards and rigid testing requirements to deny blacks the right to vote in the different states and areas in the South. Again, we're the racists, right? We're the ones who can't stand a black community. In 1866, when the Republican Party introduced the 1866 Civil Rights Act, now, long before Lyndon Johnson even thought, well, even had a thought, actually. Right, they introduced the 1866 Civil Rights Act to protect blacks. The Democrat Party immediately jumped in to save the day. And they introduced the Ku Klux Klan to terrorize the black community. Really? In 1867, when the Republican Party introduced the 1867 Reconstruction Act, they wanted to establish safe governments in states controlled by Democrats. The Democrats responded with the Black Code to nullify these acts. I mean, seriously, it sounds like one party's looking to beat their brains out to give the black community the right to exist, to make them recognize, or to recognize them as citizens, as free people, and not as slaves. How'd they tag us with this? How did we let them get away with this? When the Republican Party introduced the Enforcement Act of 1870, it was to force Democrats to comply with the new civil rights laws. How did Democrats respond? In their normal way. They introduced new legislation at the state level to counteract these laws. See, they did something we should be doing today. They knew, apparently they're smarter than us when it comes to the Constitution. They knew enough that the state had rights, had their own rights, to be able to make certain laws, stand behind certain laws and make things happen. Why don't we do the same thing? Why haven't we done the same thing? 1871, the Republican Party opened up hearings on the Ku Klux Klan. People who gave testimony, who took the witness stand, they testified that the Democrats had worked very hard to regain control of the South in their effort to gain the upper hand. The Democrats became the daddy of the Ku Klux Klan. Come on, you can't get past it. Right? I mean, you if you go back and do your own homework, not right, not left, go back to your own homework. You're going to find out this is true. In 1875, when the Republican Party again, they passed the 1875 Civil Rights Law. Twice we did this. You're going to have to come back to find out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, we're talking about the Democrat deep racist history.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden held an in-person cabinet meeting on Tuesday to mark his first 6 months in office. Speaking to reporters, he touted the results of his American Rescue Plan.
It's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office. Again, thanks to all of you. And with our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
And a major hospital system in Texas has reported their first confirmed case of the Lambda variant of the coronavirus. Houston Methodist Hospital says they've identified a patient with the strain first identified in Peru last August. That variant has spread to at least 29 other countries, mostly in South and Central America. So far, about 700 cases of the variant have been identified in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air, whether you're in the chat room or are texting or tweeting, being part of. We are, I won't say celebrating, we are uncovering Democrat racist history. And I'm enjoying it. I hope you are, too. Take a listen.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. Want more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in, great moments in Democrat racist history.
And they just can't get away with it. See, this is why they hate the interweb. They hate so many other things because their history is all out there. They can't run from it. And Google and Facebook and the rest, they don't care about it. They don't care about the truth at all. You and I, we already know this. So, let me continue on. Some of you are finding this extremely boring, I'm sure, but You got to take notes. You got to write it down. You got to be involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be informed. Right? The Democrats, they became the founders, the daddies, the cultivators of the Ku Klux Klan. In 1875, when the Republican Party passed the 1875 Civil Rights Law to prohibit, not push, to prohibit racial discrimination in places of public accommodations, right, restaurants and so forth, the Democrat Party not only had this law overturned by the United States Supreme Court, but they exercised the state's rights and introduced a new system called, Jim Crow laws. They did that. So when they talk about the Jim Crow law era, they should be saying our Jim Crow era, our Jim Crow laws that we forced on you. These were systems that affected the courtrooms, our classrooms, all over the place. And it promoted racism. There's no way around that. In 1877, when the Republican Party reached a bad compromise with the Democrats, it called for the removal of federal troops from the South. They had federal troops in the South to make sure that the South didn't try to do something stupid again. But they did. It opened up the door for the KKK supporters to take advantage of this opportunity, and they terrorized the South by killing every black and Republican who stuck up for blacks. Now notice, they didn't kill every black, Republican, and Democrat, because apparently Democrats weren't sticking up for the blacks. In 1894, when the Democrats took control of the White House and Congress, they introduced the 1894 Repeal Act, and it eliminated various pieces of the civil rights legislation that was designed to help the black community. Why would they do that? They lost the war. They got their butt beat. And yet the black community today is all over them, loves the Democrats. Why? To keep you in bondage, to keep you down, to keep racism running rampant. Not us. Open your eyes. This is why I say to you, they've dumbed down the education system for a reason. Because if you don't know and you don't understand and you think something's true, then you've got your history screwed up. You're going to be against the group that you believe somehow have kept you down, and it's a lie. Okay, got my breath back. Hold on. History tells us, at the turn of the century, when Democrats had complete control of the South, you can check this out again. I know some of you are already emailing me, telling me what a liar I am. History tells us at the turn of the century that when the Democrats had complete control of the South, I don't even know how they got total control, but they set up these inhumane prison labor camps. They imprisoned hundreds of thousands of blacks. And they used them to rebuild that nasty word they're using today, infrastructure. They used them to rebuild the infrastructure. Right? They used them as slave labor. They used them as imprisoned labor. Many called those prison camps Democrats' new form of slavery. Now, not so distant past, in 1952, in an effort to spread the racist agenda and move the Ku Klux Klan, move them up, Democrat filmmaker D.W. Griffith, he released a powerful silent film. It was entitled The Birth of a Nation. The film resulted in widespread discrimination in the country. Democrat filmmaker. I want you to think of that. Think that through. And today, they're so holier than thou in Hollywood. Or they think they are. In 1930, after giving the Democrats the black vote, Democrat President Franklin Roosevelt, remember him? The other savior they had? Look at the people they hold in high esteem. Carter, Roosevelt, and who was the black for Clinton? Right now, Carter wasn't a womanizer that I know of, but Roosevelt was, and so was Clinton, womanizer. We'll go further with that, but anyway. Roosevelt was convinced that the black newspapers were run by communists, and he banned black newspapers from the military. He and the Democrat Party also refused to support proposed legislation that would stop Klan activity. Why would they do that if they're all for you? See, this is the stuff. This is the stuff that just infuriates me. I had a young man from one of the schools in my district write me about forgotten history. I am going to write him back. Because I had to calm down after reading it. I know a teacher dictated it to him. But here's the deal. You want to talk about forgotten history? This is forgotten history. The fact that they're not teaching this kind of thing in school anymore, that's forgotten history. In 1957 and 1960, Republicans sponsored two more civil rights bills. Now, they put them in place because the old ones had been chipped away from, and these would strengthen the previous civil rights legislation. But the Democrats were furious. They argued, ready for this? Listen carefully. If you're with the NAACP, you're a member of the NAACP, listen carefully. They were furious. They argued that the bill was inspired by the troublemakers of a group called the NAACP. Right? They argued against the bill. They claimed they had proof. Ready for this? I love this stuff, by the way. They claimed, they argued against the bill because they had proof that the vice president of these United States was himself a card-carrying member of the NAACP. Now, we've gone from the Democrats holding it against you for being a member of the NAACP to them trying to tout the NAACP as the best thing since sliced bread. And who helped with the NAACP? Yeah, we did. Republicans. This is your history lesson for that. I ain't done yet. You got to hang in. I'm doing, you deal with it. It's the right thing to do. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzino Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yeah, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Always appreciate your time with me. Sorry, it is a long-winded hour, for what that's worth, what that means. But this is important. We have this racism stuff shoved down our throats so much by people who love to promote it, who agree with it, who've kept it happening. All right, back to your lesson. Now, I already talked about this, but I missed one really important portion of this. In 1957 and 1960, Republicans sponsored two more civil rights bills to strengthen the previous civil rights legislation. Democrats were furious. They argued that this bill was inspired by the troublemakers of a group called the NAACP. Hello? They were upset with the NAACP. I thought they loved these people. Arguments against the bill claimed, now these are Democrats arguing against the bill, they claimed that they had evidence that the Republican, I left that out last time, that the Republican vice president of these United States was a card-carrying member of the NAACP, and we can't have that because they're a bunch of troublemakers. You won't hear that in school. You know why? Because that history teacher, probably a Democrat, and doesn't want you to know. In 1964, when Democrats attempted to start the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act by launching one of the longest filibusters in U.S. history, they argued that this is the same... I love this. Right? That this is the same deal that Republicans tried to shove down our throats in 1875. And we had it overturned. This is a Democrat speaking, right? Tried to shove down our throats. Civil rights. In 1875, we had it overturned in 1875 by the United States Supreme Court. After a long filibuster, hey, led by the daddy of the guy putting more lies out today, led by Senator Gore, senior Senator Gore, might I add, Republican Senator by the name of Everett Dirksen from Illinois, he introduced a modified version of the deal and pushed through the 1964 Civil Rights Act with 82% of his Republican colleagues over the objections of racist Democrats. Well, screaming in the halls. Seriously. Lyndon Johnson, he praised him and the NAACP awarded him. In 1965, when the Voting Rights Act came up for a vote, certain members of the Democrat Party, they fought and they voted against the bill. They openly fought against it. During the arguments against the bill, congressional records record one of the Democrats is saying, the law is, ready for this one, the law is unconstitutional because it was clearly designed to stop voting practices in no states controlled by Democrats. Their brilliance is astounding. They basically admitted to the fact that they had racist voting laws and wanted to keep them. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. You Dems that listen to this show, I know some of you do it to troll me, I'm okay with that. You Dems that troll, this is all stuff you can go look up. And if you don't want to go look it up, then you're woefully ignorant and you really don't care about the truth. You're not interested in making it right. In 1972, employment opportunity came up for a vote, you know, the Equal Opportunity Act. 72 Democrats voted against it. Why? Why would you vote against something that would allow blacks, white, everybody to have an equal shot at employment, right? But somehow they found a reason to. So anyway, 72 Democrats voted against it. It was during this period that Richard Nixon hired an African, oh my God, you mean a Republican, white Republican president hired an African-American by the name of Art Fletcher to oversee a new program that Richard was putting into place. Now, whether you agree with this or not, doesn't matter. The point here is who's the racist. Maybe that's why I should name the segment, right? Racist, racist, who's a racist? Anyway, white president, Republican president Richard Nixon, he hired an African-American by the name of Art Fletcher to oversee a new Republican program known as Affirmative Action. Yeah, you heard me right. Again in 1983, I mean, look at even coming in the future. Remember, they tried to tell us that there was a flip in parties at some point. I'd like to know what that point was, when it happened, and where's the change? Because I still don't see a change here. In 1983, with the support of senior senators from his own party, as well as over the objections of many racist Democrats, Senator Jesse Helms and Republican President Ronald Reagan, they signed into law a bill making Dr. Martin Luther King Day, a legal holiday, a legal national holiday. There were so many Democrat presidents before. Why couldn't they handle it? No, right? I mean, think about it. This isn't that hard. Why would the Democrats rail against any of this? So history tells us, this isn't a joke, this isn't one of those political rants. History tells us that the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have two distinct legacies. two distinct trails that they've laid down over the decades. The legacies of the Republican Party, they include the abolitionists, the NAACP, black colleges, the Emancipation Proclamation, and a multitude of civil rights legislation. Tell me what is the legacy of the Democrats? Well, the Democrat Party's legacy includes fugitive slave laws, black codes, the Dred Scott decision that they applauded, the Jim Crow laws, Ku Klux Klan. I mean, you really, as a black person or a white person, how about this way? Let's do it this way so we're not pulling it in like that. As a person truly, as a non-racist person, as one who believes that the human race is one race, that color shouldn't matter, everybody should have a fair shake, everybody should have an equal opportunity to get to the top, or live the life they want to live. You know, there's plenty of people who don't want to be at the top. They don't want to be a CEO. They don't want to be a president. All they want to do is live their life, be good Americans, raise great kids, and live free. Right? So you have to ask yourself, how do you pledge? I've asked Christians this a million times for other reasons. How do you pledge your loyalty to a party whose legacy includes lies, lynching, litigation, legislation that destroyed the lives of millions of blacks? Right? When you look at the amount of babies alone that have been killed by abortion, I know, you go, oh, here he goes, all right, he just lost me on abortion. Well, too bad. As I say on the show on a regular basis, the most coveted award in the Democrat Party by a female in the Democrat Party is the Margaret Sanger Award. Why? Why? And I don't understand. I've talked to Zoe and Sonia Schmidt, Deontay Johnson. I mean, all of these people that we've talked to, all just solid black Americans. What is, because some of them were Democrats before. What is the love affair between, first of all, the black community and the Democrats, and the whites who say, white Democrats who say, they're in for, you know, equal rights. They're not racist, the whole nine yards. I mean, come on, think it through. I can't think of the fellow's name right now. I wish I could. He sued the Democrat Party years ago for what they did to the... He sued the Democrat Party for what they did years ago to the black community from 1792 to 1962. Okay? First he wrote them. He said, I want a public apology from the Democrat Party for all these atrocities you committed against the black community. They wouldn't even respond to him. Probably thought he was some kind of nut. Then he took him to court in December of 2004 with a multi-trillion-dollar reparations lawsuit. Right? And what happened? They told him he had no standing. We've heard that so many times today. And again, when you look at what has taken place over the years, when you look at who built up the Ku Klux Klan, who put all kinds of impediments away in the black community over and over and over again, it was the Democrat Party. You Democrats who are listening and always telling me I'm on the wrong side of history, you've always been on the wrong side of history. And you're not changing anything now. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Hope you got something out of this. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.